I believe that we will continue to see consolidation and an attractive price level for sellers in the classic machine vision industry, but only for a limited time.
Welcome to a new episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2. Our topics are image processing, machine and embedded vision, AI and metrology. My name is Peter Ebert, Editor-in-Chief of Envision, and I'm happy to have you here for a new episode.
Hello and welcome everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Today we have Arno Petzold joining us. He's an experienced M&A advisor at Atos, where he's been shaping strategic transactions for many years. Additionally, he served as a board member of a publicly listed vision technology company, bringing a mix of M&A market insights and hands-on leadership experience. We're happy to have you here and welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for your warm welcome. It's a pleasure to be here, and I truly appreciate the opportunity to join the Envision podcast. You've created a fantastic platform for the vision technology community, and I'm looking forward to contributing to the discussion and sharing some of our insights with your audience.
You recently presented the new Industry Insight Vision Technology Sector Report. What are the key findings of the report?
I've been active in vision M&A for about 20 years now, and I've been working closely with many leading companies in this sector, which gives us a deep insight into industry trends. But when I look at the M&A transactions over the last 18 months, I have to admit, I was surprised by the results. There are 3 key findings. First, we saw many significant M&A transactions. Second, the overall high number is remarkable, as transactions took place despite the very challenging market environment. And third, even more astonishing, many of the deals were completed at surprisingly high prices. Let me explain that in more detail. First, we saw many significant M&A transactions, not just the smaller takeovers, which we experienced for quite some years in our industry. These significant ones included public takeovers, as we've seen Stemmer and Faro, takeovers of sponsor-backed companies, like famous one is part of Photoneo. And there have been also acquisitions of sizable founder-owned companies, Adimec, Jai, Vitronic, and that's a high number of significant transactions. And what all those takeover targets have in common is that they are leaders in their specific vision sub-segments. And the strategic fit with the acquirer was in all those transactions excellent. That was the first thing, many significant. The second, the overall number of recent deals for me is remarkable, especially considering the challenging environment. In our report, we listed over 50 transactions for just a bit more than 1 year. And the long-lasting nice growth rates of the vision industry evaporated, as we have all seen. And there was and still is an increasing sense of uncertainty about the future. We all know about US-China trade tensions, stricter export controls, rising duties, rising interest rates, they all undermine market confidence. In fact, certainty almost became a foreign concept. As a result, valuations of publicly listed companies in the vision sector dropped significantly, impacted by these macroeconomic and geopolitical headwinds. Usually, you would expect this to slow down M&A activity, since certainty about the future business development is a key ingredient for a deal to get done. But last year was different. Many deals got done. I think that's very remarkable.
What do you think is the reason for that? And has you ever seen private companies valued higher than public companies before? And what are the main reasons?
Yeah, let's say before going into that, I want to stress the third key point, which is furthermore, the prices paid in many of the transactions were surprisingly high. So, for instance, Teledyne, and you know them, it's a publicly US company, and in our industry, they sell mainly under the brand of Dalsa. They acquired Adimec for $90 million. Or Luster, a Chinese specialist for fiber optics and high-precision imaging, acquired Jai. They acquired them for over $100 million. Middle Ground Capital, private equity firm, they acquired and delisted Stemma. And they paid a premium of around 50% over the former share price. And that was for an enterprise value of around $300 million. What's striking, all those prices paid were so high that they seemed to be based on revenue multiples rather than EBITDA multiples. And this is a price level we typically only see in software company transactions. And it's clearly above the current average valuation of publicly listed vision companies. That was, for me, most surprising.
Okay, have you ever seen private companies valued higher than public companies before? And what are the main reasons behind that?
Yeah, of course, right? I mean, there are situations where sellers of private companies receive a very high strategic price premium. In that case, the companies are valued higher than public companies. So that does happen. But that's typically an exception. What's new is how frequently we have seen it. Normally, publicly listed companies have higher valuation because their shares are liquid. Shareholders can sell at any time. As an owner of a private company, selling shares usually takes longer, often close to a year. And during such time, a lot can happen. That liquidity advantage leads to a higher multiple for a publicly listed company. But in the vision sector, we are seeing a new dynamic. In my view, industry consolidation is the main driver behind these high valuations. We have seen that overall growth rates in the vision industry have slowed down, earnings came under pressure, and larger players have been reacted with restructuring measures. Basler announced lots of stuff, right, and it acted. TKH made significant announcements. This is a clear signal that scale matters in this industry more than before. And bigger companies who can afford it are looking to increase their market share and strengthen their position by completing their portfolio. And so they are acquiring well-positioned niche players now. So to summarize, competition for attractive targets have increased. And as an outcome, we have seen buyers willing to pay higher strategic premiums. That's simply my view on why we see these high prices.
Yes, talking about niche players and telling me the prices, it's surprisingly high. And how do you expect the machine vision and MMAR market to develop in the next year or years?
I think we have to separate. First of all, I believe that we will continue to see consolidation and an attractive price level for sellers in the classic machine vision industry, but only for a limited time. How long exactly, nobody knows, but certainly not for many years. And secondly, furthermore, expected growth is a critical success factor for M&A transactions. And right now, strong growth is happening in other industries. For example, the global semiconductor market is projected to see double-digit growth both in 25 and in 26. That growth hasn't reached machine vision yet. But that's only a matter of time until we start to see this impact, for instance, in higher demand for automation products for the electronics industry. In the long term, M&A in the vision industry, I see shifting towards strongly growing market segments. Many research institutes are projecting strong growth for certain subsegments. Key growth drivers in the vision market, including M&A transactions, are 3D metrology, advanced measurement solutions, IoT sensor integration, smarter data capture, and increasing demand for quality control in certain industries like aerospace, electronics, life science, and in the midterm also in automotive. For a smaller company, this means one thing. You need to position yourself in market segments that are growing the fastest. Those market segments are often not well served by larger players as they are small. But over time, they grow and become attractive to larger players. Also, a good complementary fit to your ideal buyer candidates is important. Successful M&A for smaller companies is mainly about a good complementary strategic fit. To summarize, looking ahead to the vision M&A market, I expect to see more what I call strategic M&A activity in emerging and high growth market segments.
You're also monitoring the stock market performance of companies in different vision subsectors in your industry insight reports. In contrast to machine vision, the metrology sector is performing better. What are the main drivers behind this?
The main driver behind higher valuations we are seeing in metrology is the much stronger expected long-term market growth. That growth attracts potential investors and ultimately pushes valuations up. Interestingly, even though growth rates in both metrology and classic machine vision declined last year, valuations of publicly listed metrology companies are still holding up well. And that's because company valuations and also purchase prices we see in M&A are based a lot on anticipated future growth and not only on current performance. That also means that there is a timing risk. If those future expectations turn out to be overly optimistic, valuations drop quickly. And that's why timing an M&A transaction is absolutely critical. Market timing only easily makes a 20 to 30% difference in valuation when selling a company. From a market perspective, the current time window provides an excellent opportunity to sell a metrology business, as investor sentiment in that segment is very positive right now. Sellers often underestimate timing. The key is to keep a close eye on market trends and sentiment. And if you believe the future looks bright, likely others believe the same. That's usually a good moment to act. I often see people saying, oh, it's so nice now, I wait for 2 years. And then they they miss the right time. Yeah.
It's all about timing.
Yeah.
Just one last question. We talked a lot about the Industry Insights Vision Technology Sector Report. How do I get access to this report from Atos?
Oh, thanks for asking. The report can be easily downloaded directly from our website at artos.de/vision-report, or you can find it when you go to the news section of our website under reports. So we publish these industry insight reports on a regular basis, covering market trends, valuations, and M&A transactions. And beyond vision technology, we also release reports on related technology sectors, for instance, lasers, industrial IoT. So it's definitely worth taking a look if you want to stay up to date.
And it was definitely worth to make this podcast, as I get a lot of interesting information from you, Arno. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter, for inviting me to the Envision podcast. I mean, from an M&A perspective, the vision industry has always been fascinating me. And despite the current significant market changes, strategic M&A transactions will continue to shape this industry substantially. So it's a pleasure and honor to be active in this segment. And I love it.
Be sure I will get my readers and listeners informed about your activities. So Arno, have a nice day and bye.
Bye, Peter. Thank you very much.
If you would like to find out more about Envision, please register for our Envision newsletter at envision-news.de/news, become a follower of our LinkedIn channel, Envision News, or find out about our webinars at envision-news.com/TechTalks. I look forward to welcoming you to our next episode of our Envision podcast, 5 Questions 2.